the bigger the purpose, the deeper the purpose, the easier it is to almost like mobilize both people to your team and consumers, like the people who are coming in with the coffee card, the idea for, you know, going to the coffee shop. Completely get that. But then the other side to this, and you said at the beginning, which I thought was beautiful, was a brand can be multi-dimensional. The other dimensions to this is the humor. And how do you inject humor in the brand as you get bigger? Do you see what I mean? Like, how do you keep it frivolous and fun?
Yeah, I think, you know, humor is a hard place to play as a brand, because what's funny is subjective. And so your copywriters and your editors have to be really good at saying that's not funny enough to enough people to kind of make the cut. But so it makes it a very hard place to play. But coming back to your original kind of, you know, point or question, I think the challenge of purpose-led brands is that you can fall into the trap of being too earnest, which creates a one-dimensional brand. And for me, this is, I remember going to this dinner party with someone who I had read about and really admire. And I sat down next to her and was stoked. And and we started talking, and I asked her what she was really interested in. And I was expecting to get a broad range of, you know, things to talk about. And she just talked about climate change and how she was terrified about where the world was going. And no matter what question I asked her to try and understand what else she was interested in, it always just came back to climate change. And I remember thinking to myself, I really admire this person. I have huge respect for them, but I'm not sure if we could be friends, because I don't know if I'd ever be able to kind of get the depth of the relationship that I needed to when they're so focused on this one thing. And that's, you know, that's truly how we think about building our brand, is that we want customers to be able to fall in love with us, because, you know, some people will love the packaging, other people will love the social impact or the ease of home delivery and not having to go to the shops as often when they run out of toilet paper. You know, they're all different ways in, but we ultimately want people to fall in love with us because they discover a brand that's got many different angles to it that they like, that makes their life a little bit better in one way or another. And that might be just, you know, delivering a joke at the right moment when they open up a box, or when they are in the bathroom and they decide to read the back of our roll and we've updated the copy, you know, from a year ago, and so there's something new for them to look at. And so we think about all of those different aspects and try to do it in a way that, you know, purpose is one blade that we use to cut the brand, but there's lots of others in there, with humor being one of them, with design being another, with, you know, the great customer experience around it when everything goes wrong. They're kind of all the blades that we use to tell the brand story, plus many others. And when we get that right, it's kind of like a, you know, it becomes kind of an orchestra or a mariachi band kind of standing around you, versus the one kind of solo singer who's kind of on their guitar trying to play the drums and the tambourine with their foot at the same time.
Quick one, guys. Espresso's have got a brand new sponsor, Unleashed. Unleashed is inventory management software that talks directly to your finance and e-com software. We use Unleashed daily at Islands. I bloody love it. We've cut our admin time in half, saving approximately $30,000 a year. Why use it? Save money, save headaches, save stress. Get granular clarity on your margins. Know where your stock is. Don't miss availability. Look, your favorite brands literally use Unleashed as their backbone. Candy Kittens, Tiny Rebel, Trip, all use it religiously. Look, there's a link in the show notes. Please feel free to book in a call with Josh and his wonderful sales team at Unleashed. They're amazing. Even nothing comes of it. And even better news, you'll get your first month free if you reference Hungry. Thank you. What you've said there is insane. Like, because I've done so many of these interviews now, and I ask this question, like, what is a brand? I think it's a fascinating thing to explore. And a lot of people say it's that, a lot of people say it's like you can boil a brand down to one word, blah, 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 blah. But what you're saying, I think, is super nuanced, but really fascinating, is a brand is almost more like a human being. It's multidimensional. It's textures. There's layers to a human being. Like, you know, I'm into podcasting, but I'm also into like doing loads of other things as well. I think, and I'm seeing a brand more as a as a friend almost. And that's what one of the, there's a coffee chain over here called Caravan, and their definition is, they said a brand is a friend. And I think if the friend, you're not going to be friends with the person at the dinner party who just badges on about climate change, because they're not that, they're not, they're one dimensional or a one trick pony.
I'll still be friends with them. I probably just won't see them as much. As
yeah. And I think, no, but that's mad. And then, what you said there about the analogy of the some of the alchemy of the orchestra, it's delicious. But just double clicking.
What's cool about it then is that it can evolve as well. You know, people change over time, and brands can evolve. And if you've just got that one blade that you're using to tell your brand story, that may get old, and it's harder to evolve the brand if you don't have all of those different kind of facets to play with.
Thank you so, so much for listening. It honestly means the world to me. I hope you enjoyed your morning coffee, and go and have an amazing day. Let's be having ya. If you want the full episode, it will be in the show notes. A link will be in the show notes, the full episode. Thank you so much. Please tell your friends as well. It means the world to me.